Namanda, Vutsunamanda, 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 Vutsunamanda.
I'll begin with one of Shinran Shonin's hymns on the Pure Land Masters. This particular hymn is from Shinran's appreciation of the writings of Shandao, or Zendo Daishi. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho on the Gassho. Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother. Full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means, they bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin.
Shakamida wa jinovumo shijuni zenge omenshi ware daga mujo no shinjin no okise shime tama ike ri
namandavutsu 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 namandavutsu. Morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Welcome to our last service for the month of April. This month of April is a very special month in our Buddhist tradition. It's a month where we observe one of our very important Buddhist celebrations. We observe it at the beginning of the month. If you think way back to the beginning of this month, do you remember what special Buddhist service we had? You remember, Kate? The Buddha's birth, that's right, the Buddha's birth. And sometimes we call that Hana Matsuri, the festival of flowers in our Buddhist tradition. So this whole month we've been talking about the Buddha's birth and some of the Buddha's teachings, particularly the Buddha's teaching that we all face difficulties and challenges in our lives. And he identified four specific difficulties, four specific problems that everybody faces in their life. Can you remember what those were? We've been talking about them a little bit each week. The first one, I'll give you a hint, is birth. Birth. Remember we talked about birth? Oh, that's a problem. Yeah, Kate? The six realms of existence. That's right. We go around and around and around and around, constantly changing. Sometimes we're nice, sometimes we're mean, sometimes we're greedy, sometimes we're generous. We're always changing moment to moment. This causes problems for ourselves and problems for others. So that's the difficulty of birth. Then there's another one, birth. And then everybody who's born, gradually, little by little, what happens? Do you know, Aoki? Well, eventually you die. That's true. That's number four. Okay, so birth, and then between birth and death, two other things happen to everybody. What else happens? Your hair turns gray, or it falls out, or both, right? Yeah, do you know? What's that? You get older, that's right, aging, and then one other thing, yeah, Nicole?
Sickness,
that's right. We talked about that last week, sickness. Sickness. So birth, aging, sickness, and death, right? So today we're going to talk about death, okay? But before we do, we're going to talk about birth. We're going to talk about the birth of the baby Buddha. The birth of the baby Buddha. We've been talking about this all month, right? Does anybody remember where the Buddha was born? Where was he born? Kate? In Lumbini's garden. That's right. He was born in a garden. Was anybody here born in a garden? No? No one was born in a garden? Was anybody here born in a house? A few people, that's right, a few people were born in houses. It used to be very common for people to be born in houses. Let's see, where were you born? Does anybody know where you were born? Where you were born? Yeah, do you know? In a hospital, that's right. Anybody here born in a hospital? I was born in a hospital. A lot of us were born in hospitals, right? And when you're born in a hospital, who's there at the hospital? Yeah, Dilma? Doctor. A doctor, maybe some nurses, maybe lots of doctors and lots of nurses. So why are people born in hospitals and not in gardens? Yeah, do you know? The garden will not help, that's right. If you have some problems, yeah, Sensei? Yeah, if you don't feel well, if somebody needs some help, right? They need to be helped, then the garden won't help you, right? Garden won't help you, but yeah, Dilma? Be full of flowers, be very beautiful, but, you know, it's good to have doctors. And what else do they have in hospitals? They have doctors, they have nurses. Yeah, Dilma? Doctor's materials, that's right. Lots and lots of machines and bright lights, and it's a very clean environment, and so it's very safe. It's very safe. And since people have started having babies in hospitals, more babies have survived, have lived after they were born, and more mommies have also lived after they were born, because giving birth to a baby can be very dangerous, and that's why they have babies in hospitals. But in the old days, maybe, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, people were often born in homes. But if you went back 100 years ago, people were often born outside. If you went back 2,500 years ago to when the Buddha was born, it was very common for people to be born outside. And sometimes people would, like the Buddha's mother, would choose a beautiful place to have their baby. She chose Lumbini's garden because she wanted a place that would be peaceful and beautiful to have her baby. But you know what? There was no doctor, there was no delivery room in the garden. So she was born and she was delighted to see her beautiful baby. But like many mothers at that time, the Buddha's mother didn't survive childbirth. She didn't survive, right? So the Buddha's mother died right after he was born. Does anybody remember the Buddha's mother's name? Yeah, do you know, Kate? Queen Maya. That's right, Queen Maya. So Queen Maya, she gave birth to the baby Buddha, but then she passed away very shortly after he was born. He wasn't the Buddha quite yet. Does anybody remember his name when he was first born? Siddhartha, that's right. The Siddhartha, the baby Siddhartha. And so baby Siddhartha didn't have... His mother had passed away, and the king, the Buddha's father, his name was King Suddhodana, and he needed some help to raise this baby. This baby needs a mommy. And so King Suddhodana, he took another wife, and that wife was actually related to Queen Maya. It was Queen Maya's older sister. So it was the Buddha's aunt. Her name was Mahaprajapati. Prajapati. So she became the queen, and she raised the Buddha as her own son. Right? So the Buddha got another mother. Right? So Queen Maya passed away, and then a new mother was born. She wasn't born as a baby. She was born as a full-grown woman, but she was born as a mother, right? She became something new, right? When things change in our lives, sometimes we're born as something different, right? So we're constantly stopping to be one thing and becoming something else. Right? Remember that first week when we talked about the six realms? We talked about how somebody could be very peaceful living in the human realm, living as a good human being, but then your little brother steals your favorite toy. Roar! You become a monster filled with anger, become a hell being, right? But then you could calm down and say, you know what? We'll share. Oh, you're back to being a human, right? So we can have all these changes moment to moment. So Queen Maya, she died, she passed away, but then Prajapati was born as a mother, right? And so she raised the Buddha as her own son, as her own son. And then the Buddha, he had his own son. His son's name was Rahula. And then after the Buddha's son was born, do you know what the Buddha did? He left the palace, right? He went out of the palace, and what did he do? Does anyone know what the Buddha did after he left the palace? Siddhartha, the prince? He left the palace, and for 6 years, he meditated. Yeah, do you know Bodhi?
He died.
He died eventually. He died eventually, but before he died, he became enlightened. He became an enlightened teacher at the age of 35, and then after he became enlightened, he taught the teachings. He taught for another 45 years until the age of 80 when he died too. But during that 45 years, he taught many, many people. He taught people these basic truths that everybody has difficulty in their lives, but that there's a way to be free from difficulty. That if you follow these simple teachings that the Buddha provided, then everybody can become enlightened and everybody can be free of difficulties and suffering. So lots of people wanted to follow this teaching. Lots of people. And at first, only men, only boys joined the Buddha's community. His own son became a Buddhist monk. And there were many, many monks, many boys. And so the women and the girls started to say, hey, what about us? What about us? We want to follow this teaching too. And you know who was the leader of the women who asked the Buddha to become nuns, to join the Buddha Sangha? It was the Buddha's, his stepmother, his adopted mother, Prajapati, Maha Prajapati. Said, hey, let us be your disciples too. And at first, the Buddha was like, I don't know. You know, boys and girls don't always get along, right? And now we have a nice, peaceful community. It's all boys. Everybody gets along. But if we let girls in, the boys and the girls might fight and argue. We might have some trouble. So maybe it should just be all boys. But Maha Prajapati said, no, we should, your wonderful teaching is for everybody, right? It is for everybody. Boys and girls, right? Yes, boys and girls. So don't you think that the boys and girls, both boys and girls, should be able to live in your community together and hear your teachings? And so eventually the Buddha was convinced by Maha Prajapati. And she was able to become a disciple of the Buddha. So even though she raised the Buddha as her own son, then she became his student. She became his student. And Shindan Shonin, he writes in this poem that I read. Do you remember that poem I read at the beginning of our talk? Beginning of the talk? It says, Shakyamuni, that's the Buddha, and Amida are our father and our mother. Right? So the Buddha, everyone who follows the Buddha's teaching, is like his son or his daughter. This is very interesting, isn't it? So Maha Prajapati, first she was the Buddha's aunt, then she becomes his mother, then she becomes his daughter, right? So our relationships change like this, right? Think about your parents. What do your parents do for you? What are some things that your parents do for you? You think of something? I see Brian's hand go up, but I don't see his face. Brian, is this something your mom does for you? Yeah? How about you, Miles? Your parents cook for you, right? Right? Yeah, Dilma? They make food for you, right? Yeah? How about you, Kate? Buy clothes for you, right? But sometimes when people get older, those relationships change, right? Sometimes people cook for their parents, right? Sometimes people buy clothes for their parents, right? Sometimes people do all kinds of different things for their parents as they get older. Or maybe even when they're not old, maybe even when they're young, you can do these things for your parents. So our relationships are constantly changing. So even somebody who isn't your birth parents, they can also be a teacher for you, like your parents, right? So to say that the Buddha and Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, that means that they're the people who care for us, who teach us, who show us how to live, right? But we can also encounter those relationships and that learning from all kinds of different people, not just our parents. From our grandparents, from our friends, from our friends' parents, from our teachers. We have many wonderful teachers in our lives, right? And sometimes our parents pass away or our grandparents pass away, just like the Buddha's mother passed away, but he had other teachers and other people who cared for him. So throughout our lives, we're constantly cared for by many, many different people. So we're never alone. And that's what we experience and we feel in the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Shinran Shonin says that Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin. Shinjin is a big word. It means to trust in the Buddha and to trust in the Nembutsu, that the Buddha gave us Namo Amida Butsu, this powerful teaching, these words. Anywhere you go, anytime, you have Namo Amida Butsu to support and sustain you. It's like your mother and your father caring for you, supporting you. We get this from the Buddha. We also have this feeling of care and support from our birth parents, but from many people in our lives. So to live in the Nembutsu is to constantly be supported. And when you feel supported in this way, then death isn't quite so scary. It's still scary, but everybody's going to die. That's what the Buddha taught. But when we have the Nembutsu, we know that even if someone close to us passes away, we're still supported by all of these people, by this wisdom of the Buddha. Even though we too will pass away, we can face this very scary thing supported by Namo Amida Butsu, supported by the Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Shaka-sama ga tokareru no wa yotsu no kurushimi ga aru ne. Sho, ro, byo, shi. Umareru koto wa kurushii. Ne. Oite iku. Ne. Fukeru koto ga kurushii. Byouki ni naru koto ga kurushii. Yamai ga kurushii. Shinu koto ga kurushii. Demo, kore wa minna machigai naku keiken suru koto de aru. Sono taihen no naka de mukatte iku. Ikite nukeru chikara wa doko ni aru. それは仏様の御教えが、そのために私たちが説かれています。南無阿弥陀仏の念仏をいただく者が、それが向かい合える。なぜなら、死というのは死ぬのではなくて、生まれていく、お浄土に生まれていくというのは、私たちのこの命が終わる、そういう事情ですね。ですから、何があっても、ね、大変なことがあっても、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏が 私たちの力となって、お父さんとお母さんのように、私たちは常に守っているのは仏様の知恵と慈悲、それによって何でも迎え合える力が身につくというのはお念仏の信心ですね。それによって釈迦様と阿弥陀如来が私たちのお父さんとお母さんのような、いつも共にいる、いつも支えていく力となる存在でございます。So I'll conclude my reflection here today. Once again, I'd like to read these words of Shinran Shonin. Gassho をお願いします。Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Namanda, 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 Namanda.